Roman Roofing, can I help you?
Hi, is this Yolanda?
Yes.
Hey, Yolanda, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, good.
Good. Can you check your email?
Yes. What am I looking for?
The email from my, from Ruben Goldstein.
Okay, let's see. There you are.
So, I also need, I forgot to ask, I also need May, the month of May, and your to-date bank statement for June, just a screenshot to show the balances that you haven't taken any more loans, a copy of your payoff letter, and then I can get this loan funded for you.
Okay, I will let Alfonso know. I think, because he told me if they asked for anything else, just tell him forget it. Because, yeah.
There's nothing else for... What are you talking about? There's nothing
we
asked for.
Other paperwork?
I've told you guys from the beginning we're
telling me, and I don't know. Let me go ahead. Let me do a three.
Hold on. There's nothing else we're asking for. We're asking for the balance letter because we're paying off the loan.
For the.
Yeah, we discussed that on Friday. Correct.
Okay, I thought you needed his bank statement for me.
We just need the bank statement to make sure he hasn't taken on another loan. A lot of people apply with us and take on 5 or 6 loans. So, of course, we get the current date statement to make sure they're not taking on multiple loans as part of the process. It's not
okay.
A different. It's like,
yeah,
a copy of it.
I'm going to have to ask Alfonso to get that for me.
Okay.
And, again, I will let him know, and I know he's probably going to say, tell him forget it, because... But I'm just telling you.
I mean, if you guys want to... I mean, we've offered you an equipment loan at really good terms, so if you want to, like, push
exactly
on us...
That's what I told him. I'm like, you're going to go through all this and then tell them, forget it.
Is there an issue with, like, your sales rep where there's some... Look, I'm not in sales. Is there some issue with your sales rep being pushy or something? There's obviously something going on.
Yeah, because we've gone through so many lenders. They keep telling him they can get this from, and then
okay, you've dealt with liars. That's not what I've done.
Exactly. That I know.
So you're working with a lender who has taken the time, understood your business, and is saying, "Hey, look, we're going to give you an equipment loan and a working capital loan. We're not being aggressive. We're not lying to you. We're giving you an honest, fair shake." Hopefully,
yeah,
you appreciate that. If you don't want the relationship, then I don't care. It's not my problem.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what I say, too. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and do a three-way with Alfonso, get him on the phone.
So you
can let him know what he needs, because he told me if he asks you for anything else, tell him forget it. So that's what I'm telling you. But I'm going to go ahead and do a three-way so you can...
I mean, do you guys not want the equipment loan? I can just cancel it out. It's no big deal.
Oh, it's not in my hands. I'm not the owner. I just work in the office. That's what he was telling me. So that's why I'm going to get him on the phone with you, okay?
Yeah, your loan's ready to fund.
Okay. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
This is Roman.
Alfonso.
Yeah.
I have Ruben on the phone right now.
Who's Ruben?
The one that you're getting your equipment loan and $20,000.
Okay, go ahead. That's fine.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm Danny's underwriter. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
Good. It's been a busy day. So I was just speaking with Yolanda. So your cash loan is ready to fund.
Uh-huh.
I've sent you the documents. There's about 5 pages long or 6 pages long. I just need them signed in 3 places. In order for the loan to fund, we just make sure when you're signing, your driver's license signature matches the signature on the driver's licenses. I'm sorry, the signature on the documents matches the signature on the driver's license. I apologize. And I need a copy of, since it's rolled over, since you applied in April, and since you applied in May and it's rolled over to June, just the closing stipulations are, I need just a screenshot of your current June bank balance, and I need your May bank statement to make sure you haven't taken on any loans since you applied with us. I also need you to get that payoff letter, if you haven't received it already, from BizFi, since we're paying off the loan as part of the proceeds. Mm-hmm. Once we get those, we can fund the account within 24 hours. I believe Danny's got everything he needs.
So how much you guys got to loan me?
It's a $20,000 loan.
$20,000? Do you guys couldn't do the 25?
You didn't ask for 25. I thought, I'm a little confused.
I did tell Yolanda to ask you guys for 25 cash and then, you know, for...
No one told. Maybe she spoke to Dan.
I just now got his call. I had called and left a message for Danny to give me a call back so I can let him know that. He just now called
well,
me.
Well, this is Danny, Yolanda.
Yeah, I had called Danny, left a message this morning for him to call me right away so I can tell him about the $25,000. And I just barely got a call right now from Ruben.
Yeah, I mean, what I can do is, if you want, I mean, I'm more than happy to see what I can do. If Yolanda, you want to send me that bank statement and the year to date, I'll see if I can get the loan approval bumped to 25 and give you guys tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, this is the first I was hearing of it. I didn't hear this from Danny.
You know, I don't have no time to be going back to the bank and do all this. You know, we're going to have to, you know, we'll be dealing with this for quite a while.
Okay,
you know, you guys got to do it. We got to do it or not.
Sir,
I'm just getting tired. You know,
I
can make more money.
There's
nothing?
You know,
just doing my job. Saying,
okay.
This is getting...
I think your frustration was with Dan.
We're going to do it. That's it. I'm not sending no more papers, nothing. You know,
I
already got tired of this.
I don't know why you're yelling at me. I've done nothing wrong, sir.
Yeah, so we must forget it because, you know, I need this, I need that, you know.
Sir, I have everything
you guys ask me.
I haven't asked you for anything. I've spoken to you twice, and I put together your loan approval for the equipment, and I put together your loan approval for the cash.
You know, I don't have no time. I'm real busy.
Okay. I've sent you
on this, you know, because I really give it up on this. You know, I cannot get no more loans. I don't want to do this. I just got too many headaches with this.
Okay, sir.
Back and forth. I work on the field every day.
Okay. I don't know what conversations you've had with your sales rep. I'm just the underwriter, and we've approved the loan pending the information the sales rep giving us. I'm sorry if they've made your life difficult. I can have their supervisor talk to them. I've only spoken to you a few times.
I just got tired of with all this. I need this. I need that. You know,
What have I asked you for?
You got everything. You guys are saying everything you guys asked me.
Sir, loan is...
If you ask me for more, you know, I'm not going to do it.
I haven't asked you for anything more. Your loan's approved. That's why I sent you documents. You don't have to take the loan. I'm just here to give you the documents. I'm sorry if you've had a bad... Did something...
Yeah, but I don't have time. You know, I don't have time right now to do, you know, to send you the last statement. And, you know, I got too many appointments. You know,
okay,
I cannot do this anymore.
I don't know what you're referring to this anymore. I've just sent you the loan contract to fund. That's all I've done.
Yeah, but I cannot go back and, you know, and then you guys got to ask for something else, so might as well forget it.
I'm not. I didn't say that.
All right.
Okay, there seems to be some issue with your sales rep. Yolanda?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did Danny kind of annoy you guys and ask for a ton of information? What's going on here? I'm very confused.
No, when we first signed up, we gave you all the documents. I know you guys took too long to get us approved, and because it's another month, you're asking for more statements. He don't have time to go to the bank.
I mean, if you want, you guys can send me a look of your bank statement for June, and I can see if I can push it. You shouldn't need to go to the bank. The bank can fax this information to you.
Okay, well, he doesn't have time to call. That's the thing. I don't have authorization to do that.
Okay, so obviously he's obviously very, very upset and frustrated. I got a look at your file on May 22nd, okay? So I'm not sure what's going on here.
I mean, we sent everything you guys asked for, and then you guys are asking for more things.
No, you were approved,
but you're still asking us for bank statements. That's the thing.
As part of funding the transaction, we need the current banks to make sure
when you asked for those 4 to 6 month statements, we sent those over. And because we're in another month, I mean, you're asking for, you know, another statement when he don't have time. We're busy. He's booked. He's always on the road. I don't have authorization to go to his bank or go look up his information.
Okay, I mean, all I can tell you is we've approved you for an equipment loan. We wanted to treat you fairly at good terms.
And you've told us a million times that, yeah, he is approved. We understand that. But what he's saying, he's so frustrated, is because, you know, you guys are asking for more bank statements.
We would ask for the, I mean, if you want, you don't have to send me man. I can see if I can push it. We always need the month-to-date bank statement at funding. And we need the payoff letter.
Right, and it was not our fault for you guys taking a long time for, you know.
But we've been trying to get him on the phone since the 16th. We tried to hammer out what he needs.
I spoke with Danny Friday. I think I spoke with you too on Friday.
Yeah, we were waiting for the payoff letter. We didn't have the check or the payoff letter to send the documents.
Yeah, and I had sent it over, so.
I never received it on Friday.
It's not up to me. I'm just here to help him out.
Okay, so obviously you guys are very upset, which I don't understand, but at the end of the day, I'm just an employee here. We've approved your business. I can have someone, Danny's boss, call you if you want. Your approval is good to go, and if you want your equipment loan, it is approved. I don't know where all the frustration is coming from, but it's not my place to say so.
Yeah. Fonz, are you still on the phone?
No, I believe he hung up.
I think he hung up. Well, it's all up to him. There's nothing more I can say of, you know, him giving me a call, because I'm just going to tell him the same thing that I'm telling you. I mean, it's all up to Alfonso. He just told me that to forget it.
Fair enough. I don't think it's a big issue for him to call his bank and say fax over some bank statements, but it's not my call.
Yeah, exactly. It's not mine either.
Okay, well, anything I can do for you, please give Danny a call.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.